As a young boy, growing up on a farm, southwest Missouri, son of a contractor, I would climb trees, walk along creek banks, go out through meadows, and entertaining myself. And then I didn't like the woods. You couldn't see it now, you know? But I would get in the timbers, and then I'd want to get out. I liked the prairie. I was a prairie boy. Had a single shot, 410 shotgun. That's all I had. I did have a Marlin lever action rifle. That was fun, you know? Today, I have Jesus, our God. Our God. Amen. Amen. But I never thought that I'd be doing what I'm doing. But I am, and I'm grateful. 1970, God called me out of my veterinary practice, 121 Veterinary Hospital, McKinney, Texas. Told me to obey him. When he says obey, he means obey, and he will. So I obeyed him, not knowing where I was going. I went back to Jasper County, Missouri, Sarcoxy, where I owned a farm. I lived there a year. I went to South Florida, lived in Hollywood, Florida, managed an animal hospital, Turnpike Animal Clinic in Opa-locka, Florida, all small animals. And in May 1972, God told me to go back to Texas. Oh, was I happy. God bless you, Floridians. Enjoy it. I enjoy plain old Texas. Amen. Amen. And I lived in Argyle, bought 6.5 acres. California, you call it a ranch, or something like that. Amen. God led me there to the wilderness to prove me, humble me, show me whether I keep his commandments, and then show me my heart. And while, when I was there, 1973, sitting in a chair, God, reading the Bible, God started talking to me. Is this Katie?
Yeah.
Psalm 91, verse 14, 15, and 16. God made a commitment to me. I did not know that God would make a commitment to any man or any woman, but he will. John chapter 2, I believe. says God does not, Jesus does not commit himself to every man because he knows what's in man. But he made a commitment to me. And I was stunned because what the first verse that he quickened to me was the 14th verse of Psalm 91. Because you have set your love upon me. Is that right?
That is right.
I said, what me love you? Me love God? What kind of talk is this? You see, I had more confidence in the devil than I ever did God. And that's the way most of you are. Do you know that? Because you have set your love upon me. I said, I don't know if I love you or not. I grew up hearing religious people. I don't think at that time I used the phrase or the word religious people. Because I didn't know what the heck they were. But I said, I've heard people all my life talk about, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. There's a song. Donnie, I said, I don't know if I love you or hate you. But if you're saying I love you, you're going to have to prove it to me. And I'm sure I was somewhat influenced by the following verses. Oh, pardon. Because you have set your love upon me, Kathy, would you read the rest of the verses?
Therefore will I deliver him.
Therefore will I deliver him. I was in a mess that God put me in. Go ahead.
I will set him on high because he has known my name.
Set me on high? How high is high? Because he knows my name. Next.
He shall call upon me and I will answer him.
Oh, I love that one. You mean, if I call, you'll answer? Is that a guarantee? Because I'm going to call. Where I'm at, you better know. I'm going to call, and you're going to answer? I said, I kind of like that one. Right? One.
I will be with him in trouble.
Oh, trouble. I said, forget the trouble. Go ahead.
I will deliver him and honor him.
Deliver him and honor him. And what else?
With long life will I satisfy
long him. Long life? Oh, hey, I'm just 81 years young. You know that? If you think that I consider that I've lived a long time, you're crazy. Now, I'm going to live till I see Jesus in the cloud. Now, that, if God calls that long life, fine. Otherwise, don't mess with me. Where are you?
Right here.
Long life.
With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
That's what I like. Will show him my salvation. My God, by that time, I had found out salvation was everything you needed, sir.
Amen.
From God.
Hallelujah.
I said, I'm going to take some of this. Why not? Amen. And did you know? I said to God, I don't know if I love you or hate you. But you will have to prove to me that I love you out of Scripture. John 14, what's 15 say?
John 14:15.
Yeah.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Oh, yes. Oh, sure. The 10 that nobody can keep, and if you break one of them, they all judge you. And who in the world would want to just goop up a little and be judged by all of them? Right? Well, not me. He said, yeah, sure. The 10. He said, no, keep on. Keep going. Where did I go next? 14 what?
16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
That guy with the Holy Ghost. The comforter, because he was with me. Where are we going next?
18, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me. Because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me.
Is that 21?
That's 21.
Listen to this, folks.
He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him.
And you know what I said? Yeah, the 10. The 10 commandments. Let's go on.
22. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words.
What? Keep his words? You know, I don't know about the Bible, that those words that the Ten Commandments were the Father's words given to Moses, written on the tables of stone by the finger of God. And now Jesus says, his words. I said, could they be your words, or are they the Ten Commandments? Let's go.
If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings.
That's 23.
That's 24.
Well, you read 20.
Yeah. 24. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings.
Oh, wait a minute. Words, sayings. Not the 10. Not the 10. Jesus. Words. Were his sayings, not the 10. I said, what? Would you read that to me? 23 and 4.
23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. 24. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me.
That's good enough. God proved to me the words that Jesus said. If I love the Father, and Jesus keep his words, not the ones God said to Moses, not the words that Moses said to the children of Israel, but the words Jesus said. I said, I might love you. I'm not sure. But since that time, he's been proving to me that I do love him and the Father.